Meeting an emergency session, the Wausau City Council and the bus drivers hammered out a deal that will save $1.3 million in federal money. Assistant Transit Director Peter Burek says the union members will pay more for health care and pensions.
They gave all the concessions the governor wanted, and they will retain their collective bargaining rights for another 2 years.
Burek says without the deal, it would have been the end of the buses.
The cuts are always a tough situation, but when you're faced with completely going out of business...
At the downtown Wausau bus station, Charles Barton and Dorothy Graff say they're relieved as they wait for their ride. Graff is 89 years old.
Both of my boys and my husband are gone. My best friend can't drive, so we're so thankful for the bus service. Old people have to get around. They haven't got cars or anything, you know.
Well, it's Governor Walker. He's having his way, it seems. I don't think it's right. I think the rich should pay their fair share.
On the Wausau D Route bus, driver Tracy Pegrzynski helps a passenger out of his seat and into his wheelchair. She says she's taking the pay cut for people like him.
A lot of them wouldn't have a ride at all. It would mean their independence would be lost.
Pegrzynski is not just a driver. She's the local union president.
Collective bargaining is a right, and I don't think it should be taken away from the unions.
Wausau isn't alone in saving its bus service by saving collective bargaining rights. City leaders in Appleton, La Crosse, Eau Claire, and Stevens Point are also pushing through new contracts with their drivers before the governor's plan becomes law. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.